Christian from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You're up on Coast to Coast. Hey, Christian.
Well, I have to say about Monsters in the Closet, 31 years old, and I believe it or not, I still get affected by this because it was no, it was not, it was a monster not like any other. My family, you know, we're Cuban descent, and we used to go, you know, to with another family up to La Belle in Central Florida, and we used to go up there probably about twice a year, usually like Labor Day and Memorial Day weekends. We used to go up there for the long weekend. It was a gorgeous farm. We had tons of cattle and horses, and we used to go horseback riding and everything. Well, I used to hate it. And I was the only one that hated it, but I had my motives because I used to get put in this room when I was younger, and I'll never forget this to this day. And I talk to family members of mine, and they think I'm all crazy. I'm actually not. But it's funny because they look at me like I have two heads, and even like girlfriends in my past and everything, like they looked at me like I had two heads when I would tell them the story. But I went to sleep one night, and I felt a rattling in my in the closet, and I was like, "What is that?"
You mean like a rattlesnake or a rattle?
Like something shaking the hangers and stuff.
Yeah.
Woke up approximately 2 hours later, and there was a 3'5" being at the end of my bed. Big black eyes.
Jeez.
Typical gray. And I was just staring at him, and he was staring at me. And I closed my eyes really quickly. And I remember waking them up, and there was two at the bed and one to my right. And I looked over to my right, panicked. And I remember looking at him, and he was looking at me, and he's like, "I'm not here to hurt you." And he was speaking to me telepathically. And I said to him, and I was trying to, like, with my right hand, my right arm, I was trying to swing, move him away. He's like, "I know what you're doing. You're trying to push at me, and you're trying to, like, you're trying to hurt, to push me away. But you're completely paralyzed right now because of your feet."
Yeah, they're telling you, not going to happen. You can't move.
It's not going to happen. Well, anyways, that was my first night. And I remember I woke up. I never slept that night. I mean, I basically stayed. I went to my parents' room. My sister was already there. And I never slept. Well, the second night I woke up, and I had a massive earache. And I have had, since my, you know, probably in my lifetime, I've had three of those dreams. And one of them actually occurred when I was around 23 years old. I was in my bedroom, home alone, and my family was out of town. And I remember seeing another gray figure at the end of the bed. And he stood there, and I got up, and I was completely paralyzed out of fear. And he's like, "I'm not here to hurt you. I'm just watching you." So I haven't had any within the last, you know, 9 years, 10 years. But I will say that to this day, 31 years old, I'll be 32 in March. To this day, I have to sleep with a pillow on my right, a pillow on my left. And it's sleeping to me when I have to basically go to sleep with the TV on and the closet door open, because to me the closet door will never be the same after.
No, never will. How about your arm over the side of the bed? Do you ever let it dangle?
You know what? It's funny. If I wake up in the middle of the morning and my arm is out, quickly, I'm talking within a millisecond, my arm is back in. I mean, I don't leave any. I mean, it could be 100 degrees outside in Florida, and I am with socks, pants, T-shirt, and my neck is covered up in my blanket. And I mean, and it's just something that's completely traumatized me in my sleep. And eventually I do want to have a regression. You know, I definitely want to have a regression.
Oh, sure. And you could be the, Christian, you could be the prime abductee case, too, for all we know.
Well, you know what? From years of listening to your show, you know, I have compared my story to a lot of the people that have called. And they're very similar in nature. I mean, they're completely similar in nature. But a lot of times, you know, you get the instances where people say that they're taken into a ship, and then they're things happen to them. But luckily for me, and I don't know if it's because I'm a person that was raised in Catholic school from kindergarten through college, you know, and I have a very strong sense of faith, which, you know, George, at the same time, you know, I look back. And I do have a little bit of a conflict with that because, you know, I was raised Catholic.
Oh, of course.
You know,
yeah. Me too. I mean, I've wrestled with that.
And I talked to priests. I actually talked to a priest who's a friend of mine. He came to my house, to my family's house on Christmas Eve, which we call Noche Buena, where we have, you know, the pork and everything.
Yeah.
And the, you know, the Cubans, that's like our Thanksgiving. And he was there, and when I was talking to him, and I brought that up, and it was kind of like, you know, don't even venture there. And I didn't want to, but I told him, I'm like, you know, I'm broken because the church tells me one thing, and that yet experiences in my past make me believe in science. And when I see you on TV, you know, you do your shows, and, you know, our History Channel, mm-hmm. and everything like that, you know, I follow you very, very close because I don't know. There's something too about you that I am extremely intrigued. And I just find you an incredible human being. And I don't know. I'm just completely lost of words when it comes to that. I'm torn because here my church tells me one thing, and yet science tells me another. And I think that's how it is.
Events have shown you otherwise.
Yeah, and I think that's also a reason why the government has not come forward, because there's going to be mass hysteria. I mean, all these religions around the world, you know, that teach you that, you know, we're the sole human being and that God created us and this and that, and we're created in God's eyes, you know, everything will contradict everything, every teaching that we've ever had.
Well, let's assume for a moment, Christian, we only know 10% of whatever we know. 10%.
Right.
That means there's 90% of the things going on in this universe, multiverse, that we have no idea. There could be other dimensions, portals. These other entities could be traveling back and forth. I mean, we don't know anything when it comes down to it.
We don't, and I think that's why shows like yours, you know, it brings that other, you know, it kind of takes that how can I explain it, like that that mentality, that closed mentality that people have, you know, to think that, oh, we're the only ones and, you know, there's nothing out there, it's just us, you know, it takes that away. I mean, like, I always think, I've been listening to your show for a while, and I always think in my heart, I don't feel that 2012 is going to be the end of man. I believe that it'll be, you know, I believe that we're in a stage right now in our life, in the Earth's life and humans, that there's a lot of change going on, and I believe that eventually we're going to tap into some part in the human mind and the human spirit that we've never been able to do before.